This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and love means sending sports memes you don't understand to your boyfriend.
Aww.
Very cute.
I'm Brandy Posey, and hey, people with long, elaborate, time-consuming signatures, who do you think you are, a founding father? Declaration's already signed, bitch.
I'm Tess Barker, and it was only a matter of time, I suppose, before I had a nip slip in yoga.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the Nip Slip Diaries.
We're slipping. We're nipping.
We're slipping and we're nipping.
We're nipping and we're slipping.
All over this place.
Yeah. I was wearing one of those tank tops that has a quote-unquote bra built in.
Oh, no.
The lie.
Quote-unquote bra.
The shelf of lies indeed. Yeah. And the truth was set free. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's bring on our guest today. She's a super funny comic from the Bay Area. She's a writer for Hard Times, Allison Mick. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Something tells me the shelf has gone wrong on you, too.
I gave up on the shelf years ago. I can't believe you still have those.
Sometimes they work for me. If it's a good enough shelf, it works.
Mm. Right.
I found out the hard way that this wasn't a good enough shelf. And we were in a back bin, so I...
Oh, no.
That's what happened.
Did you notice the nip or did someone else?
Oh, me.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm sure everyone around me.
Well, just like falls
a true nip slip is when you don't know it's out.
Oh, okay. So if I noticed it first, you don't think it counts?
I mean, it counts, but I don't think it's like, I don't know.
Well, here was my issue. So I'm in the back bend, and I felt it and saw it, and then it was like this thing of like, okay,
what do you do?
If I move, that's going to draw more attention to it. So there was a good like 5 seconds where I just kind of let it flop in the wind.
Because
I
figured see the commotion in the corner of her eye and be like, what that? Yeah, ooh, nipple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, would you guys, people fart in yoga all the time. Is that a thing? I've heard that's a thing.
Yeah.
So would you rather have a nip or a fart?
Nip.
Not everyone will see a nip. Everyone hears a fart.
That's true, but they don't know where it came from exactly. They
know the pants kind of dissipated out.
That's true.
But they might not know whose fart it was.
The nip is undeniable. Mm-hmm. I think my nipples are probably more inviting than a fart.
That is true.
You know what?
In general,
I'm gonna
the nipples
agree.
Are the welcome mat of
in
the titty.
In general,
titty.
More pleasing.
Go ahead, agree. I mean, if the reverse was true, be a real bummer.
Exactly.
That would just mean she has great farts, I think.
Yeah,
just,
that's a guy.
Imagine
that's
having
not
great
necessarily
farts.
A great, not
they're just
a
so warm,
nipple, but a great fart,
welcoming.
Yeah, vanilla. It smells like all those old
that cookie spray that realtors use.
Yeah, I feel like it would just smell like Victoria's Secret scents from like the 90s.
I'm a cucumber melon.
I'm a real F guy. Really into those apps.
Oh, there are guys. No, it's not even a joke.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not. I remember that cake fart video.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of like the premier internet sensations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cake farts.
Yep.
Sorry farts. I brought up cake farts.
It had to go there.
Farts are the funniest thing ever. It's fine.
They're pretty great.
We've had this. I think we were talking about this before, but we were saying do you think the first like cave person laughed at a fart or a fall?
Oh, I hope it was a combo.
Really yeah. They farted so hard that they fell, and then
Well, like,
I think fall.
Whoa, hello.
I mean, probably fall.
Yeah,
cave people probably didn't know that they weren't supposed to fart.
Exactly.
I think the fact that you're not supposed to do it is the thing that makes it funny.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. And they grunted a lot, which kind of sounds like a fart.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Whereas a fall.
Yeah.
I mean,
since the beginning of time.
Guaranteed funny.
And they're probably too hungry, so hungry that they didn't, they'd never ate enough to fart too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They weren't eating legumes yet.
Yeah. Like the first person, the first human that farted, it was probably like a king. Or a queen, right?
Yeah. Well, and also because, yeah, they weren't eating, not like cheese was invented yet.
No.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the fart foods hadn't been
it took a while consumed. For us to get there.
They only fart on berries or,
fart berries.
Like sailing the paleo ships had to be diet. Built. It was the original paleo diet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get meat farts that much. You
just
go straight to.
I never get meat farts.
Solid block of steak poop.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
so glad I'm a vegetarian. a solid block of steak poop. Oh, God, I'm glad I'm a vegetarian.
What poop would sound good, though?
Yeah.
Something that isn't
like a green,
block.
Green fairy poop. Mm,
yeah.
No, still not into it.
No. Tried eating healthy ones. The poops got me. It was the worst.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
Oh, man. We were just talking about my... I forgot to tell this story on the podcast. This has nothing to do with farts. But
okay.
I will
what?
Say the bathrooms at my work do smell bad. Anyway. Okay.
Sure.
Side note. So I work at a Jewish community center for my day job, and I was working at Bar Mitzvah. And like my job is not supposed to be to run the AV or do anything like that, but I got... they
That's
somehow
gonna
I fell into it. And I had to operate the projector for a very interesting father of the bar mitzvah who was very proud of the 20-minute long iMovie cut-together documentary that he had made.
Ooh.
Yeah, very proud. Very
YouTube
proud.
Rules, 5 minutes or under.
Yeah, it was long and it had
20.
Bad graphics. And it was just like, so I'm just
Star
standing
wipe.
There. Yeah, and so he stands up, he talks for like 20 minutes before it even starts.
Oh boy.
And then he comes over to me where I'm standing next to the AV stuff and the movie's starting and he brings over a chair and I'm like, okay, thanks. He puts it right in front of me and he sits in it. And it was like the funniest. It was so funny. I was like, it was cartoonish.
Like, expectation.
He literally sat 2 feet in front of me with his back like to me looking at the screen and then kept looking at everyone in the audience.
Did he have a mic too? And so he was like talking while sitting?
Not during that, but before. It was it was really funny.
Did he know how to turn off the Ken Burns effect or was that in every shot?
It was implied.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't there, we could feel it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just so proud of his son.
Man.
Very proud.
Just watching everybody watch the video. That's so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he would just kept looking back at like moments to like at the crowd.
You know what's crazy too? The idea of even showing something that I was deeply proud of to a room full of like friends and family, I would just hide the entire time.
Well, that's because that makes you and this man very different. And
I know.
That means that you have, you know,
watching someone watch your
pride.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I was at a dinner one time with my mom, her boyfriend, his daughter, who's 17, and her cousin, who's also 17, they heard I was a comedian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Brought up one of my YouTube videos.
No.
We're sharing earbuds, watching it in a restaurant.
No.
But then they laughed, and it was okay. But, like, I
so embarrassing.
Was like, oh, my God, these teens are going to think I'm so corny.
I'm
they're going to
fucking
by hate
these
me.
Teens. Oh,
like, the worst thing that could happen is if they just, like, both look at me and, like, don't say anything.
I mean,
like,
I would rather almost have that than someone be like, tell me a joke right now. Because
that's true.
The context of saying the joke to somebody, like, never works. So I'm like,
the ideal
maybe
thing
if you watch
for...
this thing.
Yeah, I guess in that, I always just say no.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
I don't ever tell the joke.
I say pay me. Like,
that happened to me. Yeah. Same thing with the stand-up happened to me. Sean and I went to go stay with my half-brothers who live in Arizona. And so my stepmom and her husband were like, oh, we should watch some of you guys' stand-up. And they just pull up my stand-up.
Oh, no.
And immediately they just start watching this like really dirty story. I'm like,
it's
probably for later. Not right now. Not right now. And like in front of my little like 12-year-old brothers, I was like,
don't do it. Yes. I'm an adult talking about adult things. Please don't do it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's like the time I was on vacation with my dad and like we're watching TV, I thought, and then I looked over and he had a headphone in one of his ears and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm listening to your podcast. He's like, you fucking psycho.
I thought we were watching. I tricked you into thinking we were having a moment.
And we're watching some movie that he wanted to watch. And I was like, why the fuck am I here? What is happening right
why
now?
Why am I watching Patty
now? Talk to me. Don't listen to me. Talk to my friends.
And he has the whole rest of his life to be listening to that.
I know.
Why does he have to do it when you're there?
Dad, if you're listening right now, call me.
I wonder if you're related to me and you're listening to this, keep not telling me.
I don't need it. I think my parents learned a long time ago to block this out of existence.
Do you know what episode it was on?
I think, I don't know. My mom, I think my mom heard some horrible joke that I said and was like, nope, I'm done.
That's so good. I think it's important for that to happen. My mom
to tap out.
Recently has gotten in, my mom's the least internet proficient person in the world, but she recently has got, when she's bored at work, she just looks at my Twitter. She doesn't know about Twitter, but so
she's just lurking.
She's just lurking. Ooh. And she'll just text me her little commentary like off of my tweets.
Oh, does my
she
God.
Give it give with us context example, or just please. Reply to them?
Yeah. You're like, what? What's she'll this regarding? Text you.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Like what?
Yeah. Your mom's a reply mom.
Yeah, she's a reply mom.
You're going to get, in 6 months, you're going to be like, oh, Tess, you had a nip slip?
Or she's going to will. Yeah, she'll bring it up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, you should smile in your icon photo.
She was proud that I was written up in Rolling Stone, so that was nice.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom nagged me for really? That,
so
which
rude.
Was very strange.
What?
I don't know. I think, yeah, she's avoiding me, I think.
Oh.
I just tried to call her for Mother's Day, and she won't.
Oh.
I think she, like, doesn't like the Britney thing and won't tell me.
She's a conservatorship truther.
Something.
She might be.
Yeah,
she's
so
very pro.
I'm like, what's this about?
Your mom's.
I don't think pop stars should be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Mom's on TMZ's payroll.
That's how they're
everyone.
That's how they're getting me. God damn it. Fuck. Yeah, it's strange. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I'm... is, she's going to... Oh, my God. I knew it. I was like,
whoa!
She's going to call
us.
All right, everybody. Sorry, we're back. I had to do the Mother's Day short version,
yes.
truncated version of the Mother's
yes.
Day call.
Did it seem like she was avoiding you?
No, she was just busy, I
okay.
think. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moms in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
my
oh,
mom
good,
good.
Held me off. I said, Mom, you want to get brunch tomorrow? She said, I have plans with my boyfriend. Thanks, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
Get it, Mom.
That's so sweet. Good for you.
Hell yeah. You're like, thanks, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Doing good work.
Appreciate it.
cool.
It's Target. What'd you get at Target?
I didn't get anything because I'm moving soon, so I don't.
Impressive.
So
oh,
I bought my sister some
stuff. Things?
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I still want to get the high of spending money, but
yes.
I don't want to like bring any items into my house. So I got my sister some stuff.
Oh, that's
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
I love shopping for Sean. Same thing. Like, I don't need anything else, but I want to buy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just need the like dopamine rush of just like cha-ching. Like.
Yeah.
And Target, their chip reader says like it's like a nice ring. It's not the like one. I'm like, oh, it just feels good.
I know.
I hate that. It always makes me feel like I don't have any money.
Yeah.
Don't
sounds
lie
like
to me.
Declined.
Yeah.
I checked my account in line before I got here. Thank you very much.
I have $13 and this is only $9, so.
Thanks. Yes. Mass checks out. Yeah, exactly. This is like the brand of lazy that I am. The chip in my debit card has been broken for a good 2 years. So every time I use it, I have to put it in 3 times. Then
Tess.
Wait for it. I know. But I would rather do that than just call and ask for a new debit card. I know it makes
you can
no
just
sense.
Like do it online too. It's just like a click, click, click.
We all have that thing that's like, I don't know why, but you go the long way around.
How close are you to a new expiration date?
A couple years. I think I'm just gonna wait it out.
All right.
Wait, don't we both have to go to the DMV again, or is that just me?
I think it might just be if you're due, I might be due.
Oh, I'm due. Mine's expiring soon. So
what, your license?
Yeah.
Oh.
On my birthday this year.
On,
last time we went, we were super high. My eyes just looked so tiny and red.
Oh.
We were high, and we had just found out that Lin-Manuel Miranda was leaving Hamilton. That's what both of our driver's license pictures are.
Because it was like they had news.
Oh,
they had news up in the TV.
Yeah.
So we were like watching that like, oh my God.
She looks super torn up about it. Like
just weeping.
Yeah, just full on crying.
Oh. Yeah.
We didn't make it to Broadway yet.
You're never going to see it.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's weird that it happens on your birthday is when you're thinking
what the fuck is that about?
Happy birthday. Go to the DMV for 4 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real dumb.
Mine expires on Wednesday. I gotta like, so that's how I'm spending Wednesday morning.
Happy birthday.
Can you do it ahead of time?
I tried to schedule an appointment, and the nearest appointment they have is July 28th.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's incredible.
You know what? I think you should do it down here.
I should.
Because I'll
I don't
want to
have an expired one at all.
Do it before.
She's going back today.
You mean by today?
Yeah, like right after this. I'm driving back up.
There's a couple DMVs. I'll tell you guys off
mic. You can get
real quick
through them.
Oh, yeah. A little pro tip.
Oh, I know the hot spots.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's the same thing as like a, what's the fast doctor?
Oh, the clinics?
Yeah.
You know the fast doctor.
Yeah, I love the fast doctor. Urgent cares.
Urgent care. Thank you. There's an urgent care that's like up a road from here that never has a wait whatsoever.
Amazing. When you find a good urgent care, you got to just hang on.
Great.
Well, the times I had to go to the ER for my cat biting me. Both times, very fast.
Really?
Hospital.
Oh, true.
No. Very good.
That's good.
Why is everyone getting attacked by their cats?
I don't know. He was just, we just didn't get along. He's not my cat anymore. Someone else has him. I just threw him in the street or something. You know, and I don't think anything has happened, but people say, like, you know, if you be really careful if they puncture the skin, you know?
Yeah, because it can be,
And it gets, like, a little numb, and so I got, like, really paranoid.
Oh, shit.
So I went in, and it's just, like, I went in twice, and they're like, what the fuck is happening? And, like, I had to, like, call out of work because of it, and they're like, okay, you fucking loser. My cat's biting me. I can't.
Like, hold up your arm. The cat's still hanging from it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, cat ate my bloodstream.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good to know about a cat, though.
Yeah, their bites are pretty. Because there's like bacteria in their mouth.
It's the bacteria thing. Yeah.
I better watch it because I get a little. You know, I get all up in the neighborhood cats, girls.
Yeah, that's the thing is, if they're not outdoor cats, they're probably safer. But if they are, then they're high risk.
Yeah, I like a stray. I like a street cat.
We got one around the corner.
I'm so afraid of any cat just turning on me.
Yeah.
They can go nuts.
We got one around the corner that looks like the Predator.
Have you seen that cat?
What color?
The calico.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. It's got the lips.
Talk about a cat that should have a musical ring about it.
Did it get some work done?
No, but the opposite. It's very Edward James almost.
Yeah. He's like doctors without borders to go in and like
fix
them.
Is it always drooling a little bit?
Yeah, this is a cat that has seen some shit and it shows. And I don't, this cat, in the best way. Like
sweet.
Yeah.
It's a street cat. I still feel bad for it.
Her name's Alice. I found out.
Alice? She belongs to someone?
No, it's Baby's old house, which is like
Baby's the old neighborhood.
Yeah.
The old neighborhood.
We're out of our, this is what happens in your 30s.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Baby's family moved and took Baby, but they had two other outdoor cats that were left behind. Oh. This is one of them. But there is a little old man across the street that every morning he puts out cat food and fills a fresh dish of water for the two cats that were left behind. And one morning I asked him, I was like, do you know what their names are? And he goes, that one's Alice.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So that's Alice.
What a great name.
Oh, that is a great name.
Alice the Calico Cat.
Just looks like the Predator. Truly, the face. I will try to get a picture for our Instagram.
Please do.
Yes. I need to see this cat.
She's always drooling.
Like, you just know no one fucks with this cat.
No. Just
no one.
Just a hot mess. Alice is a total
mess.
She's
so cute.
I love her.
Now I'm excited. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to have like neighbors that I talked to about the neighborhood animals.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You should be fine.
Yeah, we love them.
The dog that was like the mayor of our block just disappeared.
Oh.
And then this lady that I talked to, I was like, do you know what happened to Grizzly? And she's like, I was wondering about that. And we're just like on the corner chatting about this dog.
Gossiping about
this dog that like,
adopted.
That's what
every
you want.
Time we would go by, my dog had to like, this dog also just like ran around in the street. So I wouldn't be surprised if he got hit by a car. Mm. But my dog would have to like stop.
Yeah.
Wait for Grizzly to cross the street to come over.
Yeah.
Lick his dick and then go back.
Well, there you
go. Pay the dick tax and then we can like continue the walk.
Tradition.
Like you must kiss the ring.
Scamp's a little slut. I just take him to parks to get his dick sucked, and then he's like, Mommy, I'm ready to go.
Little prince.
He sniffs other dogs' butts, but he sticks his tongue out at them. I'm like, why are you like this?
Yep, put your tongue away.
Yeah, he just...
He's a millennial.
I love watching... I love
loves
watching...
Asses.
Yeah, he eats ass.
Yeah.
I love Scamp watching people
ass.
With their dogs doing disgusting shit right in front of them, and
that's
everyone
so
just has to watch it. It's so fun.
Ooh, just a thing shitting in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Trying to have a convo.
Trying to make... really intense eye contact with me, like, are you watching, mother?
My dog the other night, I took a little bit longer than usual getting home, and he pooped in my bathroom, and then he put my shoe on top of the poop as if
what a move
I had stepped in it and then I brought it into the house.
Mom, look what you did.
Yeah, like he pushed it in. It was like in
really
the poop.
Smart.
That's so smart.
I was like, what the fuck, Jack?
I feel like he walked on his hind legs to make it happen.
I think so too. I think there might have been like a jumpsuit.
Wasn't fingerprints.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I kind of believe it. He's truly too smart for his own good. It
That's
was crazy.
So creepy.
I just looked at it for a minute and I was like, what the fuck? Because usually if he poops in the house, he feels really bad and he'll like hide for a while. But like this time he just was like sitting in the bathroom.
He had an alibi.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was like, I didn't do it. You did this. Yeah. You're disgusting. You tracked this in here. I was like,
clean
oh my
after
God.
Yourself, bother.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not wrong.
Garth and I are running a 5K together.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
He convinced you to sign up?
It was his idea. And I'm like, you know, I can't turn down a dare. But we've already started training.
Aww. He's like, it's the summer of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Buddy like pissed?
Buddy and Sean will meet us at the finish line.
Okay.
Perfect. I think it's going to be adorable. We each get a medal.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
His little medal.
Is it a humans and dogs?
Yeah, it's a human. The whole race is going to be people with their dogs.
That's so cute.
So
is he going to get an outfit?
I thought about putting him in an outfit, obviously, mm-hmm. but I have to think about like, him as an athlete
overheating
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nipple chafing.
Yeah.
You're like, don't fuck this up for me. We're going to beat our time.
Yeah. I'm totally turning into a dance mom. I am like, we were on a training run yesterday and I was like, no, it's not break time yet.
You gotta go. Yeah. Gotta go. Does he have to wear little booties for being on the road that long or not really?
No, talk about a street animal. He's he's fine. He's
I mean, it's like 3 miles, right?
How it's in Griffith Park, so most of the course is probably on dirt.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
okay,
it's like 3.5 miles, which is his like ideal distance.
When is it? Because I want to watch.
September 29th.
Perfect.
In Griffith Park. Please, everyone. It's like a benefit, I think, for like some
rescue.
Just
going to get drunk
something.
On the sidelines
please!
And yell
yeah.
support.
Will you guys please bring signs for me?
Yes, we definitely will.
Obviously.
If you're in LA and you want to come help us cheer for Tess.
Oh my God.
I didn't get to drunkenly heckle the Boston Marathon this year. So yeah.
This will be so much better.
Perfect.
You can heckle people and dogs.
Yes. I love that.
No, I'm heckling the dogs specifically.
Get so my many... dog a shirt that says you suck. Thumbs down.
So many angry pugs. I'm just gonna go sit right before the finish line and make all the dogs sit. And then they'll fuck up everyone's time.
Right?
A bag of treats right there.
Yeah, exactly. Stay. Come
just
on.
Sprinkle a chip bag.
Yeah, exactly. Bring a box full of tennis balls.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you could mess with
this.
This
is for sure.
You're going to win.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Make sure of it.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to rig it. You and Garth.
Digging a hole at the finish line.
This is definitely how... What is it called? Soccer bud? What's
Airbud? Airbud?
Soccer bud?
Soccer bud? Soccer buddy?
I feel like this is how Airbud 6 ends, right?
They change
sports and stuff, and this is like the whole thing where the villain at the end is waiting with a bunch of treats. And
I'll wear mustache.
Distracts all the other dogs.
You can twirl the ends of it.
Yeah, I got
somebody could dress up as a squirrel, just saying.
Ooh, I like that.
All right. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Imagine a big human squirrel.
I mean,
yeah.
Brandy and I have been the Easter Bunny. Not that different.
Not that far off.
Yeah.
I remember in high school, I found like, so we had this dumpster that we always went dumpster diving at in high school because it was behind a Salvation Army. So it was Salvation Army stuff that they didn't want. So we would go in it on the weekends. And I remember I found this like onesie that was really big. And if I like held out the arms, it looked like I was a flying squirrel.
Nice.
So I would do flips off the diving board at the pool in my flying squirrel outfit.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
It's pretty sick.
Oh my God. Where do you guys stand on the high dive?
Oh,
I used to be able to do it, but I think I'm too scared now.
Too scared now?
Yeah, I might be. I was on the swim team and stuff. Like, I'm a pretty good swimmer, and like, yeah, I would do it a lot of that.
Do you
stuff.
Do pencil dive or do you do fancy stuff?
I can do like one flip,
right,
and go in, but that's about it. I never dared myself to do more than that. Because, like,
you afraid of heights and swimming. No, thank you.
Also, no.
Yeah, you belly flop once and you're like,
on the high dive?
Never again.
For shit. So, yeah. No.
My swan dive is, I've been told, pretty shitty.
Yeah, I'm a belly flop. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with pencil because then you're just entering the water with, like, the smallest entry point.
Yeah.
So, when in doubt, you can always pencil.
What the fuck is that?
Just put your hands in, just make yourself a stick.
Oh, I see. I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have to do, like, overhead. Because, I mean, you know, you dive for swim team and stuff. I used to have a really far, I could jump off the thing really far. I had pretty good time.
Oh, that's impressive.
Block?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The block, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl where I've been taking my, I'm just like turning into such an aunt and I'm loving it. At the Rose Bowl where I'm taking my water pole dancing class.
Yes.
Just Ant life.
Yeah, I'm just living my best ant life. It has a high dive and it's been calling my name.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. Like, it's so hard to be an adult at a public pool and, like, want to try the high dive. I'm usually there alone.
Yeah.
It's... You can't go off the high dive when you're there alone, right? Or can you?
Why not?
You should. It's just like the best.
I mean, you're definitely, I feel like it's going to be a combination of all the things we've heard have happened to you recently. The nip slip and the getting thrown out of the pool for wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're for sure going to lose your bathing suit.
Because also I never see people go off of it, but it's not blocked off.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. If it was like in full use, of course I would just.
Right.
But like,
if you're the one person doing it, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want like a teen to have any sort of authority over you to be like, ma'am? Like, that's the last thing you want. It's like a lifeguard being like, ma'am, are you sure? Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
And then you have to just
watch this,
gotta go.
Tyler.
Exactly.
But the last thing I want to do is get banned from my water pole class because I'm really into
Can't have that.
You guys, if you...
So it's poles in the water?
Yes.
So they got like sand at the bottom.
It's a suction cup that like sticks to the floor.
Oh.
It is, you guys... one of my favorite exercise classes I've ever taken.
That's cool.
That sounds fun. Because you're in the water, you're not self-conscious because no one can see you. It's all underwater.
Yeah. And you can do all the Cardi B shit.
Yeah, like, and you can actually do it because you're in the water. Like, I've taken like regular pole dancing classes and it's just too hard. I can't do any of the shit.
No, it's very hard.
It's so
but
much
in the water,
strength.
It's still super hard, but you can actually do the shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, come with me, guys.
I mean, I'd give it a shot. Man. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's really not.
We're going to go get wet. We'll be back.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Allison.
Hi.
We were just talking shit on my new neighbors because they built the ugliest house of all time. It took 2 years to build it, and it's so fucking annoying. Now they're finally in the house, and they're just annoying. And we just heard, my roommate just heard the guy say to the construction workers, "You guys want any soy milk?" And
truly.
Very hot outside.
What, I hate him. I hate your neighbors so much.
I mean, I just think it's a real dick move. And I say this as someone who drinks soy milk.
Yeah.
What an asshole move to offer anyone soy milk.
Yeah.
Yes, water.
No. Water.
Stick with the
Gatorade,
classics.
Yeah.
And then if somebody asks for milk, say it's soy milk.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
And you then fire them.
Because ask for milk in 90 degrees. Just like,
I mean, maybe they had coffee or something, but still.
Still.
Oh, it's
maybe.
Weird.
Okay, that's... Maybe
the only acceptable.
Yeah,
is he bringing out like a
tray?
I'm just imagining just like a lemonade with two glasses, but a giant thing of milk instead.
Some just a big spoon with ice and straws. Exactly. Like, oh God,
so nasty.
Do you guys think were we the last generation that had to go to your other friend's house for dinner and they would make you drink milk with dinner? Are we over that?
I
hope we're over
done
that.
Now, but it did happen a little bit.
I found it very traumatizing because I don't know about you guys, but like I only like the milk that I like. Like milk is so personal, and like other people's families always have the wrong milk.
Yeah, you're right. It is a very personal choice. Yeah.
It's also like
whole milk with this chicken.
Yeah. Oh God.
Man. Oof. I gotta drink it like immediately too, because if milk gets warm at all, it needs to be the coldest. Like my ideal milk, if I have to drink like milk, is to put it in like the freezer for 5 minutes.
Cold.
It has to be ice cold.
Even then, I used to be able to drink like skim milk, but I don't think I dairy milk is not my jam anymore. I don't think I can.
No.
Anything thicker than skim milk makes me vom.
Yeah.
The last time I had like I think like 2%, I like got sick.
It's cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Like,
your body gets
I do like chocolate milk though sometimes. Like once in a while.
Yeah.
I do too. Chocolate milk is a horse of a different color.
You know what's
weird? Yeah.
This is so
brown.
Can be
brown.
Whole milk.
If you listen to Britney's Gram, you'll hear about us going to the courthouse, whatever. Because I got chocolate milk is the reason why I saw Britney Spears' dad.
Saw Jamie
because I went to the thing to get a drink and I was like, I need like some sugar or something, and that like sounded really good right then. So I was standing there chugging chocolate milk, and I saw Jamie. No,
that's
like a little
so
plastic
funny.
Bottle. I saw Jamie Spears appear, and I was like, well, okay,
there it is. How it happened.
Yeah.
I wish you'd been just like dumping slowly out a monster.
Oh my God!
Just making direct eye contact.
No, my precious.
Yeah. I don't know. I got chocomilk at a buffet recently. I think something's wrong.
I mean,
something's
out
wrong.
Of one of those things you had to like press.
No, they brought it. They brought it.
Oh,
you can't do the press ones.
They're all, I mean, because that milk's from a bag.
No,
yeah.
You can like import that from Canada. Oh, it's too far.
Can't have bagged milk. No.
There are a lot of places that have bagged milk, though. When I was in South America, they had bagged milk.
It's like a normal. Yeah, and they have in like juice boxes, too.
Oh, man. I remember in elementary school, this probably doesn't happen anymore. Yeah, but like in first grade, there was like, we got like a milk snack.
Yeah,
like,
I remember milk snack.
And like I was, the person with the best grades in class.
You took the order?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because whoever had the best grades got to go get the milk. So I had a tiny little wagon that I got to like take, I got to go and get milk every day.
That always got to be you. At my school, they were more democratic. It rotated.
Yeah, it was like a competitive, like whoever's number one.
Because you were getting trusted with the money and you got to go and the milk.
Yeah.
You got to be good at math. You got to be good at like verbal and talk to an adult.
The milk money, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was fifth grade valedictorian, so no big deal.
Oh my god,
I actually did valedictorian for fifth grade?
Yeah,
what the fuck is that?
I gave a speech.
But what's it about? Dinosaurs?
Probably.
Here's all my favorite ones.
Yeah, exactly. You guys see Jurassic Park, it's fucked up.
My favorite thing about valedictorians is, I don't know, I know for sure my junior high valedictorian did this. I didn't graduate junior high officially because I had been suspended too many times. But
cool as shit.
Do you graduate junior high?
No, right. I got to go to high school.
Yeah, you go to the next thing.
But I had been suspended too many times because I was like a class clown. And I always, you know, it was worth it for me for the joke. And then I got to go home. So it was like, what else? But I still graduated with honors. Mm-hmm. So when they read my name, I stood up in the audience. Yeah. I was like, a fuck you.
Yes.
Anyway, that valedictorian, I remember she goes, and now instead of a speech, I'd like to leave you with the words of TLC. And she read the lyrics to Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh, the whole thing.
My 8th grade graduation.
That's the smartest thing a person could do.
That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was just talking with Sarah in San Francisco about how fucking awesome TLC was and how they used to wear condoms all over their clothes.
That's how I found out what a condom was.
In her glasses she had.
She had a glass. And I was like, Mr. that's Magoo. So badass that they were just like, hey everybody.
Use a condom.
Safe sex.
Like, so they really
don't chase
like,
waterfall ladies with AIDS.
Ultimate like poster child for safe sex.
Really
like it. I was like, oh fuck yeah, that's so cool that they did that.
Yeah,
I had but then I looked at the pictures. I was like, oh, I remembered more condoms because they're kind of like they're kind of far away. And you can't quite tell what they are in first glance.
But they would get up in
when
the
you're
camera.
Seven. Yeah, one condom may as well be like 50.
That's true. That's true.
No, I did. I remember watching a TLC video with my dad, and I asked my dad what that was.
I think
was.
Many of us can thank TLC for not getting pregnant in seventh grade.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I also didn't have sex until I was 20, but whatever.
Yeah, I was afraid of boys until I was like 26. Yeah.
It couldn't have hurt.
Yeah, for sure.
And also, they told us about scrubs. They really like gave us the whole gamut.
They're looking out for us.
They also told us. TSA rules.
Oh my god.
They were like, look, we know you're going to fuck a scrub, but here's what to use.
Yes, please.
And here's how you can identify him. A scrub is a guy.
Who thinks he's fly.
Also known as a buster.
Timeless advice, really.
Yeah. My boyfriend recently was like, because he was like, you know, he doesn't have a car and he was in between jobs and he was like, honey, am I a scrub?
Aww. What I love about that song is it really gets guys thinking.
Yeah.
They should be as self-conscious as we are all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Like, am I a fuck?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No.
This is off topic.
Honey, am I a scrub?
Elle Fanning's Met Gala outfit reminded me a lot
what
of like
hers?
Early
Which was hers?
She was wearing like a... It was like Miu Miu, orange bell bottoms, like sherbet orange with a little cape.
That was
like
the
top knot. It's so cute.
Oh, I do remember that one. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I
love those pants.
It was like adorable. It reminded me of like the condom.
That one was
good. Yes. It kind of gives me like I Dream of Jeannie vibes.
Yes. Yeah, that one was cool.
And like Baby Spice a little bit.
Yes.
But I think that's just because of her face.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am going to do a comedian Met Gala.
Yes. So I really want you to.
Please love it.
Yes. I
never
don't
hit
know
like
what
on
the
a tweet hard enough.
Yes.
But I thought the theme could be Run the Light, and that can be whatever your obviously whatever your
I love
interpretation.
That.
I already have ideas.
Run the Light.
Right?
So many.
Do we know like ETA?
I don't know. I think Alan and I are going to coordinate it, and we're both like busy. So I don't know if we want to do it at the same time as the other one. It might make more sense, but that's a long time away.
I don't think I can wait that long.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking fall time. Okay, but that's kind of around Halloween, so that, I don't know if that works.
Yeah,
not like anyone gives a shit about Halloween anymore, really. So
it'd be fun to have an excuse to dress up.
That would be a relief for me, because then I would really not feel like I had to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I do not like that pressure.
I like that idea.
So I don't know. I think it's happening.
And then you can get cheap Halloween stuff.
Oh yeah.
To prepare it.
To decorate everything.
Oh, that's true.
God,
yeah,
that'd be so sick. Can we please do like a step and repeat in the whole thing?
It's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm already planning out the red carpet in the parking lot of Silver Lake.
So excited.
Silver Lake Lounge.
It's right at my first open mic.
Really?
You drove me home from it.
Oh my God, yes. Because
I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk back to my sister's house. It's like 20 minutes. I can walk. And you're like, get in the car. We're going to Taco Bell. Comedians are so nice.
Get in the car. We're going to Taco Bell.
That's awesome.
That's a good Taco Bell still.
Is it the one on 8th?
No, it's the one like down Benton, I think, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. I don't remember. When was that? How long ago was that? When you started?
Black Friday 2012.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Nice.
Long time ago.
Wow.
But also not long ago at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's how it all feels. I don't really do a lot of shows anymore because that place is very hard for comedy.
I didn't know there was going to be an open mic there. My friend from college signed me up when I was in the bathroom because she knew I had been writing jokes and like talking about going up. And she was like, we're going to go here. And I was like, there's a lot of guys with black rimmed glasses here.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
It's the opposite of a surprise party.
Yeah.
And then she left you to walk home by yourself.
She had to go someplace else. I don't know.
Okay. I was going to say, damn. For the
LA friend.
Figure it out.
I mean, I do like that. A good like show or any kind of situation is obviously like, you want it to be good for the show. But what's not to be discounted is how good the hang is at Silver Lake. It's a great hang.
It's a good hang situation.
It's better for the hang.
Yeah.
Than
it's almost all hang. It's mostly hang.
It's mostly 90%
hang. How can we get the show over so we can have the hang?
That's
pretty much the vibe there.
Totally.
Generally.
McGow will be really fun though.
I think it'll...
And that stage is nice and big, so you can do like a big twirl.
Totally.
You can have a train.
It'll just be a dance party and everyone's stupid fucking outfits, basically.
Yeah. Oh, very, very into that. Fuck yeah.
Maybe we should have nachos. I'm just pitching it.
Yeah. I think you can get a sponsor or two for it too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To like get some shit paid for.
Yeah.
Let's get a
ice sculpture.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Ice sculpture of like a microphone or something.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yes. That would be.
What if we get an ice sculpture of Mario? The bartender.
Yes. Oh my God. He would cry. It'd be
that
amazing.
Would be amazing. He deserves
He's
it. He's
so
running so many fucking things there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And makes a really
He's
good
like
Bloody
the Andre
Mary.
Leon Talley of that place.
Bloody Mary. Yeah. He definitely is.
I'm here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. You could definitely get you some sponsors for this.
I'm so excited.
I believe in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you go with the, what is it, Run the Light?
Run the Light.
Just the decor, obviously.
Oh,
yeah.
Huge.
I mean, the lighting.
I mean, the lighting.
I will say, Silver Lake Lounge thrives on as few lights as possible. So
that's true.
They have to be very subtle.
You can see them.
Because every
Bars
time I'm
like
in there,
that, you don't want to see.
No,
everything.
No, no. Every time I'm in there trying to do a dance party, I'm like, turn off these lights. Turn off all these lights.
Very true. Very true. I could see like Kim Noani having like a booth outside or something.
Oh, that's
though.
A good idea.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to get like portraits and stuff.
With like a sequin background so that if anyone's outfit lit up, it would also be illuminated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, Alan was like, the theme is salvation, which was really good because they used to have that
salvation
light
sign.
Salvation and light sign. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
We'll see. I know that Emily and Maya Mills recreated that.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe she still has it.
She does, but it's like in their home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a design element.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Should we ask some questions?
Yeah.
Were you a MySpace gal?
No, I thought the internet was for nerds.
Oh,
Ryan Phillippe said it in Cruel Intentions.
How long did you avoid it?
I also didn't have the internet until I was like 16.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, that's nice to not be on it for that long. Really?
Fast and Furious. Making up for lost time.
That's hard because then it's like you feel like everyone's using it without you, right? And you're like,
no. It was like, I mean, no one was using it.
Oh, okay.
Not at that point.
That I knew of.
I like that that's the lesson you took from Cruel Intentions.
It was like, email is for nerds and like pedophiles. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Very
guy.
True.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Don't get hit by cars.
Not just also... the internet, but emails.
Yeah.
He wasn't wrong. One thing I'll say, Ryan Philippe was not wrong about.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's why everyone in SF only books shows through Facebook Messenger.
God, that's a nightmare.
It's so awful.
Can we not? I would rather get like a pigeon sent to my window with a message.
But when you send money through it, it's in your account 15 minutes later instead of Venmo.
I've never used it for
money. It's way faster. It's nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
All right, so this is a little one of those little. Okay, well, so this gets to be your first MySpace survey then.
Ooh. I've read a magazine or two.
All right, okay, yeah, cool. It's like the people would write little bulletins. They would like you know fill out questions.
Yes. Yeah,
to get to know each other. So we're gonna ask you some of these. Yeah.
Cool. Yes.
Okay, name three thoughts at this moment.
Three thoughts?
That's such a weird question.
What a weird
and it could be
question.
THOUGHT
okay,
or THOT.
Okay, because I was thinking THOT.
Yeah, name three thoughts.
Yeah, name three thoughts.
Like, Bratz doll, the girl lead in the Goofy movie.
Okay. These are good.
Holy shit. What's her name? Halsey. Alexis or something? Why do I think it's Alexis?
It's a name like...
I don't know. I've never Lexi. Seen that movie. I've only just seen that
meme. Oh my God,
meme.
It's so good.
That movie rules.
It's really good.
I've heard it's great.
It's awesome.
I've heard it's like a staple of like... black cinema.
Really it's good. Really good.
Yeah, yeah. It's I really, really love Goofy movie. Yeah.
What is her name? I think it's
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Yeah. She's also known as Beret Girl.
Oh.
I know her as like, damn girl, you live like this? Girl.
Man.
One more thought. One more
Halsey.
Thought. Oh, okay.
I don't like her.
I don't know who Halsey is, but I've heard the name.
Her Met Gala was not on on theme. I didn't like it. It was red. Big full skirt, bandeau top. No.
Yeah, camp doesn't mean
also
bad.
She's also biracial, bisexual, and bipolar, and I'm like, I thought of that in my law school entrance essay.
I was
bitch.
Here first.
And I coined that in 2007, and I have the Google Doc to prove it.
Try by. two people at my work thought that it meant literal camping theme.
Really?
And they were like, why didn't where are all the tents?
Man, there's so many sparkles.
That's the straightest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're very
adorable.
Very wrong.
Aww. Wow.
Where's the Boy Scout? Someone understand.
Like, guys, what are
you
doing?
Yeah, I was hoping someone would do like a Troop Beverly Hills thing.
I heard that there was like a drag queen somewhere who did a tent that unfolded into something.
Alexis Bevels, if you don't follow her on Instagram, Chicago queen and a listener to this podcast.
Hi.
Hey, Alexis. She did a really great thing where she had the skirt of her dress was a tent that she could then unzip the front and come out, and then it flipped
amazing.
To a different color.
That's
And I was like, yes, that's what we're talking
and
about.
And if you are coming to the Met Gala, run the light. I expect this kind
somebody
of
better
ingenuity.
Well, at least one.
Multiple looks. Yeah. Yes. And a look.
Yes.
I'm going to buy so many things from Target that I then return after the Met Gala.
The only problem with having it at Silver Lake Lounge is that you really need those stairs.
Yeah.
Like, is there anywhere that
can you build stairs?
I mean, I'm kind of thinking.
Not really.
I
know
think what we do
hammer.
Is everyone enters through the back, and the stage is the stairs.
That's
so you
true.
Start out in the back, and that's where we have our step and repeat is in the back
right,
patio,
right.
And then you're announced as you come in.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. That's not terrible.
It would give us at least a little bit of a platform if people choose to have a train or something like that.
Yeah, you need like you do need the
should I wear my wedding
motion?
Dress? Maybe.
Yeah.
Where else am I gonna wear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could definitely alter it. Yes.
Give it to your daughter.
I mean, you also are about to get a white tux, so
that's true.
Yeah. You got options.
That's true. I'm
oh, wow.
so excited
that's
for my white
look
tux.
So good with your so,
oh, right.
Yeah, you look like Jenny Lewis on the Voyager tour.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Speaking of Jenny Lewis, her Troop Beverly Hills music video is one of my favorite things.
Vanessa Bayer wearing it. It's so cute. I love her.
Why don't I know this?
Oh, it's her and Leo Fitzpatrick from Kids are both wearing the Girl Scout uniforms.
Yeah. I just rewatched it. It's so fucking good.
That's me and my sister's favorite movie, period. Like, it's so, it's perfect.
Yeah.
This costume.
Fucking the, like, the lady who plays the evil, like, the villain, she's incredible.
She's
and I was
so
like, what
good.
Else was she in? Because she like fucking kicks it out, knocks it out of the park, kicks it out. Whatever.
I can only hear
she
this
kicked fighter. It over the fence.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
only hear this city name this way. Culver City.
Oh, so man. Good. Yeah, that movie rules.
Oh, my God. Let's do another question.
Oh, yeah.
You guys.
Aw, Shelley Long.
Oh, yeah.
Shelley Long, that's what it was. I was trying to sing Shelley Winters in my head. I'm like,
I get
no,
that
that's
mixed
not right.
Shelley's
and then it was like,
Shelley's
Mom from the Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, yeah. I have a, I went to an estate sale one time that I have a 70s book of,
Shelley's?
No, it's like a Playboy 70s book of like all the, cover people.
Ooh.
But in the front there's a paper that's like to the guy that owned the house, and it's like happy birthday from Shelley Winters.
Aww.
So she just like gave this guy
this book and this, he left like, it in there.
Yeah, yeah. So I have it mostly for the Shelley Winters autograph.
Shelley, yeah. Huge. Shelley Duvall, Shelley Winters, Shelley Long.
That's right. Shelley there Duvall. Is a third Shelley.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Shelley Shining Duvall Shelley. And Shelley Long get mixed oh my up God. All the
which
time
which one's really? In The Shining?
Shelley Duvall? Duvall.
Okay. Shelley Duvall. Yeah.
Oh my God, so many
Popeye
Shelleys.
The Shining.
Let's
Shelley
not even
Long
get into Shel Silverstein.
Popeye is
such a good movie.
Is like, it? Does it hold up?
I haven't watched it in 25 yeah. years.
I mean, it looks like a real
I
nightmare.
I used to love it.
Yeah, but I love it too. I just remember being like, this looks so fucked up. Like his arms
are weird,
so,
interesting yeah. looking movie.
Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah.
But I remember like him blinking and then opening his eyes and everyone's wearing red and the whole set is red. I was yeah. like, this is the height of cinematic brilliance. Like, I love the movies.
Yeah.
That one I feel like was such a weird movie that everyone saw but yet was a flop, but we all saw it still.
It was because of like Blockbuster Video.
Yeah,
I guess
also
so.
Probably playing it on like TNT or something a lot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What does she sing? I wish I what is it? Oh fuck. Wait, hold on, let me find it.
Robert Altman directed
it. He needed me. If they use that song in
yes,
Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah. It's really sweet.
Doo-doo, yeah, he needs me. Yeah.
Right. Now I want to watch a YouTube video of that.
Yeah, she's got a little ukulele. Right?
No, that's you're thinking of
The Jerk.
Yeah.
The Jerk.
Also a great song.
Yeah. Just hit Robin Williams' arms just looks so crazy in this.
What a great choice for Popeye.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, he killed it. Yeah, he's so good in it.
All right, let's do another quiz.
Yeah.
Quiz.
Let's see.
I still fill out these like quizzes on Tumblr, so I'm very happy about
that. Oh, yeah,
about...
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
What's your favorite piece of jewelry?
It's a melamine, like molded ring that the top is a rose.
Did someone give it to you or did you buy it for yourself?
My mom bought it for me in Boston.
What is melamine? Is it like a stone?
Nice.
It's like a plasticky ceramic.
Oh, cool. Mm.
And I got, when I first moved to SF, I got in a bar fight and used it to punch a girl.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Yeah.
Functional.
Functional. Yeah. It's a good ring to hit people with. But it's also like just pretty and like, yeah. I don't know.
What was the bar fight about?
I mean, it's like my closer on stage now, but it's like, she was mad at me because I was talking to this guy so that my friend could go home with the girl he was there with.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, you were using him? I'm like, every conversation is you using that person. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah, I'm just talking to a stranger.
I was just like,
so you were just
being
a wingman?
I was wingmanning. She was mad at me for using her friend. And
what?
Then she pushed me and she didn't think I was going to hit her back. And then I did.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah.
And did that end it there? Or
I got... Yeah, I did. I got 86 from there, but then I worked there for a while. I got dumped there. Like Kennedy's Irish Pub and Curry House is like very dear to my heart.
Lots of like moments in your life.
I hosted pub
moments.
Trivia there for like 2 years.
Oh God.
Oh man.
I feel like you're like you have pub bingo and you're just checking things off. Like got in a fight, got a job.
Yeah.
Did pub
hosted trivia.
Kicked down the door of the bathroom. Ran into some guys doing coke, and then they offered me some, and I was like, sure. And then I like ran back across the street to Cobb's, and I'm like, ah.
Remember one time? Like when that guy, we thought he was saying Michael Caine and it was Mike Cocaine.
My cocaine, my cocaine. Which if you say
like he was
with
calling
the,
out for
if
it?
You say with a British accent sounds like he's saying Michael Caine. Michael yeah. Caine.
Michael Caine. It's Michael Caine.
Oh yeah.
Michael Caine.
Was yeah. he like looking for it?
He
or?
Was just saying I have cocaine, I think, but he kept saying my cocaine.
Yeah.
He was
well, that's what you need.
Yeah, I think he was offering.
Yeah.
He was.
If you'd like to do your bit.
I have a whole bit about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, if my brother's listening, nothing happened, and I'm an innocent flower.
Yeah. You know what's a bummer for me is my only known allergy is cocaine. And
it's the most
like,
test
they did, like, the array test, like, just a little bit of coke.
Like, I have the personality where I would be, like, the perfect person to, like, two or three times a year do coke. I'm right. exactly that person.
So you're an adult?
Like, I am so the one who's like stoked when you pull me over in the corner and like, I have Coke, and I three times a year I have to disappoint someone really cool.
Yeah.
Like Michael Caine.
Yeah. Michael Caine. You think Michael Caine's done cocaine?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he sounds.
He's got his own strain.
England in the 60s.
Like. Yeah. He's got his own strain of it.
I like how Margaret Cho had her own weed strain.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The Michael Caine microphone.
They just call it Mike because then it's like cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. We should pitch that to him. If anybody has Michael Caine's email address.
You know, it was Michael.
We're going to email that nerd.
Be right back. We're going to email Michael Caine at AOL.com.
Good night, you princes of England, you children of Maine.
We'll
see you later.
We'll be happy. We're back on the show. I'm Barbara.
I'm Randy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Allison.
Hello, I'm Allison Mack.
Am I gonna do a lady problem?
A musical, a lady call.
If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hey ladies, my boyfriend and I are going to Iceland in a couple of months with another couple. We're all very excited for our vacation. I've decided I want to propose to my boyfriend on this trip.
Aww.
I'm pretty excited, but I wanted to check in with a third party to confirm that this isn't a super rude thing to do with the other couple joining us. It's just going to be the four of us on the trip. Okay. They've been dating for a few years, and as far as I know, neither one of them is in a hurry to get married, so I don't think I'll be putting any weird marriage pressure on them. I'm just looking for some tips to make sure that I can get the proposal in without making the vacation all about us, like earlier or later in the trip. We'll be there for 6 days. Should I talk to the other couple about it beforehand or not?
Yes.
What is an appropriate amount of time to spend snapping a few engagement photos after the proposal, stuff like that? Also, any tips on trying to guess my man's ring size? He doesn't wear rings, so I don't even know where to start.
The engagement pics. Propose to him at the Dick Museum.
Oh, that's a good
idea. The Venus Museum.
Iceland. Reykjavik. Okay. Yeah, yeah. They've got a great one.
Oh, that's very romantic. Yeah.
Yes.
I think first question, is it rude? No. I think go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, how many times in your life you go to Iceland? Like, take the opportunity.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Tell the other couple.
You tell them.
You have to tell them.
Yeah. For sure tell them. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, you don't have to be with, like, you're obviously going to be away from the
couple.
You'll
do some separate stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I would plan an evening away from them in the middle of the trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have a few days to be together and celebrate, but you don't do it right away.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then you won't care about snapping engagement pictures because it's going to be just you guys.
Yeah, if you're going to propose on this trip, like, give you and your boyfriend, like, all the time to enjoy the proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Group trips are exhausting enough. Just, like,
make
sure you have time apart.
That's the thing is, I think, did they say their ages?
No ages.
Okay. So I think when you're younger and you travel with people, it's like, we must be together every second. But as you get older, you're like, oh, great. Everyone knows how to do their own thing. And that's it always works better. So just know that it's totally fine that you don't hang out every second with this other couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. But I don't know, like, maybe you want the other couple, depending on what you're planning for the proposal. Yeah. Because, like, if you want to get that shot of, like, you asking and all that stuff, then I've known people that have done that when they propose to people.
When are they going?
I don't think they said when. Oh, a couple months.
In a couple months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. A couple months. Like, so it'll probably be fall.
Aurora Borealis time.
Yeah, it'll be fall probably.
That's,
so
that's the thing, too, is you probably want to plan it around wherever you're going to do it. You want it to be, like, scenic, I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think definitely talk to them about it. And, like, if you want to incorporate them into your plan, cool. If not, I mean, you're traveling with them, so I'm sure you guys
are
good enough
close.
Friends.
Yeah, I mean, I would be stoked if my friends were
Totally.
Like, that's exciting.
Exactly. And I think the middle is perfect.
Yeah,
in the first half, it's just normal vacation, and that'll give you something to, like, look forward to. And then, they're going to want to celebrate with you.
Totally.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Ring size, I don't know. This is tough. I know online you can download like a thing to print out that has, like, you can wrap around your finger, and it'll show you, like, what size it is.
Don't while he's sleeping.
Sean, I guess, just eyeballed mine and it was the right size.
I think you can. There's some tricks you can, like, read online that'll help you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, rings are pretty easily adjustable. So if it's not the perfect size, I would.
Yeah, I would go bigger so it fits in that moment and then you can adjust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, I think people get their engagement rings kind of adjusted.
Yeah. I was lucky I didn't have to get mine, but
I think most people have to.
My boyfriend also stole my melamine ring so that he can get it sized too.
Oh.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, I do know actually that there is a mathematical equation you can do where you measure, they take their dick size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times that by their birth month. Uh-huh. Yes. And then you divide what? That divide yeah. that by 73.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say cut their cock ring in half and then just whatever half of a cock ring is their
it's
ring
an old
finger.
Wives' tale. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your dick is always yeah. all five of your fingers put together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, make the duck
just a little fist. Your dick is a fist.
Have him fist you and then measure
very quickly.
The number of times you go, ah!
It's like rings on a tree, kind of.
Cut his dick open.
How old is
he's
this?
He's a size 8.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
You're like, wow, his dick's been around since the Mesozoic era.
Trick him into trying on one of your rings.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
If you've got like a thumb ring or something.
Honey, are you like a ring guy?
All my fingers are different sizes, so I have like some
different sized ring. Yeah, I have a couple.
Well,
I have a couple
fit him.
I have a couple of my dad's old rings too.
Ooh, yeah.
But I don't know how you could. I feel like try that on a guy without them being.
Yeah, if it's getting to be proposal time and you start trying to like shoehorn in a ring try on,
yeah.
I think you might be playing your hand a little bit.
Yeah,
but also, what if he like wakes up while she's got the paper thing around him? It's like breaks open.
Yeah.
I mean, drunk? There's got to be like ring. What about like onion ring? What ring shaped things can we?
A calamari.
Like onion rings are all pretty big.
Calamari.
Oh yeah, like a calamari.
Burger King has kind of small onion rings, but you're right. They're cheap.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
And then take that one piece of cheese into the jeweler.
While he's sleeping, slip some Swiss cheese on his
so discreet.
Just get it on there.
What are things with holes in it?
Some really
just
good
like measure my vagina. Like
bubbles.
It fits there.
Yes.
Like.
So I think we solved it. I think you're ready to go.
Yeah. A great proposal. Good on you for proposing to him.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
That's really cool. In Iceland, that's fucking
dude,
awesome.
Yeah, Iceland beautiful rules. You're gonna have so much fun. Dick museum for sure.
There's the best things.
What's in the dick museum, dare I ask?
Yeah. Well, I think Rasputin's penis might be there.
Yes.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
I also have a big whale penis that's like a big corkscrew. My mom sent me a picture of.
They gotta keep all
like,
the.
Hi. Like.
They probably gotta keep all the dogs away from that because isn't that like a dog treat?
Or I guess it's
a pizzle. Yeah. Pizzles. Dogs. Pizzles. This is my favorite. I always love buying a bull dick for my dog. He loves it. He's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so conflicted as an animal lover when I buy bull dicks.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm making my boy happy.
Yeah.
But at what cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scamps the bottom. He doesn't like them.
He doesn't.
Really? Oh, man. No, Jack loves them. Yeah. Gobble, gobble. Like,
give my bull dick to a bunch of other dogs. Yeah. That'll be happy.
I know there's also a witch museum in Iceland. I have not been there, but I've heard that's very cool.
Is that the one where they have those hairy leg pants?
Probably, yeah.
It's I mean,
pretty sick.
I've eaten a hot dog in the airport there. I highly recommend
it.
I like
it.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
That was where Nathan's original.
Yeah. It was a really good hot dog.
Yeah.
They stopped because it stops over when I went to London a few years ago.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure you're going to the Blue Lagoon, but if you're not, definitely go there because it's awesome. Iceland rules.
Seems
I want to go there, but I heard it's super expensive. I don't know if it was when I was there, everyone was like, if you go into town, it's like fucking $50 for a pizza. You know,
yeah, really, it was like three. Their kroner was at the time when I went was like three times whatever the dollar is here. So it was definitely pricey. But I mean,
I like how they do last names there.
Yeah,
where everyone's last name is like Bjorn's son, Bjornsson, or Bjorn's daughter.
Oh, interesting.
Daughter Dottir.
That's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Everyone has daughter.
Yeah, so Bjork's real last name is like Bjork Helmet's daughter.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. They also they have parcels of land that are set aside by the government that you can't build on for gnomes and elves to live on.
Fairies,
because they believe in all that stuff.
Cute.
It's really
they
amazing.
Do?
Huh? Yeah.
They believe in
Because they have like Norse all the Norse gods and everything.
Oh, that's right.
And they're just like, no, this is for the folk of the
nice.
Yeah, they believe in fairies and everything. It's awesome.
That's great.
It's like very adorable.
I mean, it just it really quaint. Puts Bjork in context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She makes a lot of sense.
She's like a real basic bitch there.
Yeah. No.
We all are like this.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, duh, it's Bjork.
They're like,
that's the pool of milk for the fairy people.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
they're
Tuesday.
Like, oh, swan costume? That's nothing.
We all have a swan costume.
It's like, that's what I wear to work on Monday.
Swan costume Monday.
I just remember flying there, and it was the first time that I ever saw like the thick rimmed glasses was going to Iceland. Because everybody, like, the coolest looking
Ray-Bans ones?
No, the, like, just like the, like, thick rim cool stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, and they all had different colored ones, and it was the first time I also saw asymmetrical haircuts. Like, everybody there is, they're very so beautiful cool people. And then you get there, and then, like, they have, like, Viking hair that's, like, very thick and is very straight and just hangs. And then, like, you get there, and then it's cold, but also it's also humid. So you get this, like, humid, fuzzy hair, and you're like, well, the Vikings are beautiful people.
Let's okay, make the great most of it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's great.
Have a great time. Bring a good moose.
Yeah, send us some pics.
Eat some moose.
Yeah. Have so much fun. It's going to be a blast.
And I would say also, like, put off the time between when you get proposed and when you tell everyone else for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
once you start telling people, everyone's going to be like texting you and
it's
calling
about every,
you.
It's about not about you anymore. It's about like,
yeah, yeah. So yeah. I would even, I don't know, it's obviously whatever you were going to want to do, but like, I would almost even say put it on social media, like on your last day of the trip. So you can actually like enjoy the
yeah,
trip.
Yeah, because then you'll just be like obsessed with yeah,
right before
that
you get
yeah
on the plane.
There. Ooh,
yeah. That's come cool back. I
then
like
you come
that
back, you have a bunch of notifications, and either you did something wrong and got fired, or yeah, people are congratulating you on
yeah
your
yeah.
That's just a fun gamble.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's pretty
good. Write about it you get
write
on
a problematic tweet at the same time that
yes
you
yes
post it with the picture.
The we got married, like, but also we hate black people.
Like, oh, which
I
one
don't
are we
know
going?
To do.
Oh, God.
And then you learn a lot about the people you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I don't know why I'm addressing this to the phone that you read the question off yeah of. Like, they're in there, but.
I know, you're talking directly to. Well, they are.
I'm talking to the question. Yeah. You guys have another a great time.
Yeah. Remember that show, Out of This World, where her dad lived in a bowl?
Yes. Nobody remembers that fucking show.
Really?
Yes.
I always
her
that
dad lived in, I don't know why, but he was like a spirit in a bowl. I think he was dead
is
or something.
A goldfish?
No, she would talk to him through this bowl and she could freeze time.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, it was like before there was freeze frame. So
what
it was literally actors like standing there like trying to hold still.
Freeze frame?
What?
Yeah. It was, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
Song? Wait, I don't
or
know
be
the
better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
I know
is
the theme song, but I don't know this show.
What? That's so
it was
weird.
Called
maybe
Out of
it was
this
a
world
song. I think the song was like
maybe
a song.
It's a real song.
Okay.
Yeah. Evie, and Evie's mom was a firecracker.
And she had a network was this on?
I, like, it was like NBC like or something.
Yeah. My family only had like literally a wire hanger on a TV, so it had to be one of the main
like
ones.
Like I only watched WGN. So
we didn't have
Hercules or Xena.
No.
Oh, God.
Or Jeopardy.
Love this show so much.
God. Those man need a reboot. Like a sexy CW
I would,
reboot.
Yeah, yeah. CW Xena would be
so gay. I would love it.
Like, yeah.
Okay, wait. Let's
put Bruce
see
Campbell in it anyway.
They're going to reboot Xena, don't you think? Probably.
Oh, I'm positive.
Probably.
It's got to be yeah happening.
Yeah. What about like Ronda Rousey as Xena?
Lucy Lawless Lucy plays Hera.
Yeah. That would be cool. Bring her back in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Is this the opening?
Yep. I think her dad was from space or something.
Her dad lived in outer space, yeah.
Oh, her he dad lived in outer space.
But
yeah,
he talked
that's
to her
how
through
she
the
talked
bowl?
To him.
Talked
yeah
her through a bowl?
I forgot
Doug
that
McClure
part.
Doug McClure, holy shit.
Whoa, I have no idea. I've never
this
seen
show
this.
That's
this
her dad. Yeah. Her dad lived in that cube.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't yeah remember this futuristic shit, though.
Me either.
How have I not seen? This sounds like something I would love.
It was so
yeah
good.
What is the plot? That
it's she's just like a normal, trying to be like a normal girl, but she's got a dad in space.
It's kind of like Elf, bowl, but like instead of the aliens of there,
Elf
the dad's in space. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. It was in the same oeuvre as Small Wonder.
Okay.
Okay.
Got yeah it.
Another great show.
Do you guys ever watch? Did,
oh, here
do you guys
it is
remember
a
Scorch?
A teenager starts to develop powers inherited from her alien father. That's
ooh
it.
Oh, that's why she gets
that
free
sounds
time
fun.
Time,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Got it. That sounds cool. She has ever watched.
Wait, Scorch?
Yeah, Scorch was Scorch like Alf. It was a dragon that lived with this weatherman and his family. But everyone
familiar
at the
this
network thought
familiar
that the dragon was a puppet. They're like, that's a really good puppet because it was a puppet. But the
that's
dragon
fun
would just talk on his own and like help this guy be a really successful weatherman.
Like speaking,
oh, they thought.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought even in real life, the people the network thought. I was like, wait, what?
No, the people, the people on the TV show
okay,
at the
okay
network,
they didn't believe like, it was a dragon.
Here's the premise: dragons are real.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean,
but it was like a puppet dragon that helped a weatherman.
I mean, speaking of cocaine, can you just imagine that pitch? So like, okay, it's Alf. But it's a dragon.
It's a dragon.
Make it.
Boom. Print
Go make it.
Greenland
it.
Done.
Elf,
let's do it.
Elf, but it's a blank. It's like
10 seasons.
Elf, so many shows.
Elf, but it's a blank was the old Uber, but for blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There were so many of those shows that were just like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably only 2 episodes of it, but I remember it like it's burned into my memory.
There's some of those that for some reason like really.
Fish Police was a cartoon about.
I remember Fish Police.
Yeah. It was like a noir. It was supposed to be like New Adventures of Batman, but like it was like noir-y, but like they're fish cops.
Fish cops.
So they're just making a bunch of like fish puns, but also one of the fish was like a torch singer, like on a piano. Yeah. Like, wow.
Got to. Do you guys remember the Noozles?
Those sounds like really sounds familiar.
They were like there were 2 koalas. It was like Pinky and Blinky, and the girl had a eucalyptus tree outside.
Yes.
And they were like they pretend to be fake, but then they could like transport to a different dimension called Koala Walla Land, which is where her dad had gotten stuck in Koala Walla Land. So like they were trying to help her free her dad from another dimension.
So that was another world.
Yeah.
Meets Smurfs.
Yep.
By the way, Alf, I think I've talked about it maybe several episodes ago, but like Alf, if you watch it now, is such a dark show and it's so good.
Yeah.
Is it
dark? Is dark.
The
that
ending
dad
is crazy.
Is not a happy man.
Oh, yeah. He's really depressed.
He's really depressed, and you watch it, and as you watch it as an adult, like in this year, it's just like this very depressed. It's like a John Cheever novel. It's like this very. It's like an Arthur Miller play, but there's a puppet. It's like insane. And he's always just like unburdening his troubles to Alf. Like, it is wild.
Oh, you should do is eat a cat about it.
Yeah. I mean, all I'll say is I've hooked up with the son of one of the guys who created Elf, and he's a douchebag. In case you guys didn't think of
that. Oh my God,
that.
I want that to be your Twitter bio.
That rules.
Yeah, he sucked.
Was he uncircumcised?
No, his dick did not look like Alf.
Okay, cool.
Alf's nose.
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah. That's my question. That's the inspiration for the show, son's penis. It's like, what is
we're going to have a dress, but then we were like, this is a great idea. For
I got a picture idea. Get this moil out of here.
Here's your picture.
Picture this.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of picture this, me and Brandy will be there tonight, right?
Yes. Oh, it's Wednesday. Yes. Yeah. Huntington Beach.
That was a random thing to say. But the day this comes out, we'll be in Huntington Beach doing Picture This.
Yeah, doing Picture This in Huntington Beach. Come to that show. It's going to be very fun. You'll hear about it in the tour break. Yeah, me too. It's fucking
great. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Heck yeah.
That's our show. Good luck with your engagement.
Yeah.
Send us pictures.
Please.
Yeah, send us pictures. If you have a lady problem, do send one to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Allison, where can everyone find you on the internet?
They can find me at Allison_Mick on basically everything.
And
Hell yeah.
And if you're in the Bay Area, go check her out live. She's super fucking funny.
Thank
and she'll
you.
Be doing comedy elsewhere soon. Perhaps, but go see her while she's up there.
Yeah.
I'm headlining Critical Hit at It's Your Move Board Games and Hobbies in Temescal on June 1st. My mom's going to be at it. You should be too.
Super fun show.
Come meet Allison's mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go
Come
for
see why I'm like this.
You'll have a chair for her on stage that just says why I'm like this over
Yeah.
After every joke, I'm going to be like, Mommy, did you like it?
Mommy, did you like it?
Did I dance pretty enough for you, Mommy?
Mommy. I made my dad do a set with me once. Actually, I can talk
what?
I'll talk about Top Secret Session.
Top Secret Session.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Top Secret Session. But if you don't know, we relaunched our Patreon recently. If you go to patreon.com/ladytolady, we kind of introduced some new tiers and all this fun new stuff that we're doing, including like live stream events.
Ad-free episodes,
a Discord channel, all this stuff. So go on there, check out what that's about, and we'll see you. Some of you will see you in the Top Secret.
Send them money.
Baby.
Give me that.
My
secret.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794, Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.